The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic brought back by popular demand, questions and answers. You have questions, we hope to have answers. Yes, this is a father and son team, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney, two different generations working together and insight from both different sides. Connor, welcome back to the program by popular demand, I'm hearing.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you.
So throughout the week, we get questions posed on our mailbag, which is actually MahoneyGPS.com. You can put your question there. Also throughout the week, we ask administrative and otherwise and questions I hear throughout the week regarding the markets, regarding required minimum distributions, whatever questions we have, we kind of compile them and we grab them out as a mailbag. And what we hope is, as you're listening to this program, it's probably a question that you have as well. So again, kind of let's go right to that mailbag right. And let's get a first question. Let's get underway in today's topic, questions and answers.
Yep, surely. So the first question is, why has the market taken a turn for the worse lately?
Well, first off, coming in pretty hot June, July, markets run in cycles. We go from overbought, like a rubber band stretching one way, and then somebody yells fire in a crowded restaurant or a crowded theater, and everybody runs for the exits, kind of what happened. But really, if you look back to early August, as in August 1st, August 2nd, Fitch's rating service really put our bond downgraded to U.S. bonds. And with that, accompanied with higher interest rates. And when you have lower ratings, you have to offer more higher rates to accomplish that. So, you know, interest rates, we've had a seesaw battle, of course, in 2022 when rates went higher, stock prices went lower. You hear that sucking sound? Shh. Rates are higher when you get guaranteed rates on money market CDs and treasuries. Money comes out of stock markets. So this is what we've seen. And then on top of that, even this past week, we're seeing a slowdown in China in the growth rate. We're seeing all kinds of problems in the real estate market. And of course, when China sneezes, we catch a cold. So, you know, those are kind of three things I think about why the market characters change. One, technically, I think it is, because I think the fundamentals are still sound. I could talk about that later if a question comes up around that. But basically technical, we've gone up too far too fast. The levy breaks. Number two, interest rates went higher because of, you know, this downgrading the U.S. debt. And then finally, the kind of perfect storm this week, add to that, a little potion of Chinese, you know, downturn and economic contraction, maybe not expansion in China. And you kind of get this perfect storm without George Clooney.
Right. And just to expand on that, I think any rally for the most part, except for 2021, usually do see 3 to 5 up to like 7% pullback within an uptrend. So it's not to say the uptrend is over. And some longer term investors may just see this as a buying opportunity for the future, well into the future, as they could have seen last year too. So yeah, usually most uptrends do see a pullback and it's healthy. I think I've talked about that on the radio report multiple times, how it's pretty normal and healthy to see something like this occur, especially the seasonality effect of August to September. Traditionally, just been slower months. It's less trading volume.
Right. Traders are out of off their desk. They're at the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore. They're on the beach with their kids doing boogie boarding, like I used to do with you, boogie boarding, by the way. And so there's not as much liquidity to grab some of the. So it's not this decisive, ugly selling. It's almost like orderly selling, which sounds like an oxymoron, but it does appear to be lost bids, what they say in technical terms. But really, just it's a less liquid market than it was the first half of the summer.
Right.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, co-host Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Of course, we're here with you every Sunday morning without fail. You'll find us here on the dial at 6 a.m. And today's topic, and backed by popular demand as well, questions and answers. So that's a good question. I think we had some good answers to that.
For sure. And that'll take us into our next question. What are your thoughts on investing in gold?
Oh, you gold bugs out there. So I'm not a big gold fan. I think last year had a great opportunity to do something and to show its, you know, raise their hand and say, we're a great hedge against inflation. I mean, last year we had the highest inflation in 40 years or 45 years, and gold did hardly anything. And by the way, these questions, this is the first time I'm hearing these questions. So I have quite a bit of thought about this. Now, look, at some point down the road, if gold starts getting interesting and it starts going up, look, the footprints to money are what they call charts or technicals. And you can talk all you want about fundamentals of gold and supply and demand and what's happening in South Africa as far as the mining and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, things run in trends. And I'm watching this trend either flat to lower. So no thanks to gold for me. I understand it's supposed to be a hedge against a whole bunch of calamities, of which none of them have happened yet. They could, but I think you get fair warning. And a little bit at a time, you'd be able to add into gold if that was the kind of right investment at that time.
Right. And over the long term, the markets usually have a better average annual return, than gold has or does. Also, it's kind of a known thing that in at least the gold futures market and I guess gold in general, there's a lot of speculation. A lot of it's based on supply and demand laws, like Ken mentioned there. And also, there were traders that actually went to jail for manipulating the price of gold and other precious metals. So it's a tricky one.
Right. Like, look, if you like the jewelry, that's great. Look, we've known, actually it happened this week. We have a client who thinks Armageddon's coming for a whole bunch of reasons. You know, the earth is burning and heat, and to buy gold bars or gold ounces. And then I play that out and say, okay, so let's say, God forbid, we have this awful zombie thing that takes over the world. You're going to run around your bars and buy what, bread with it or a suit? Like, I don't understand the
right.
game.
It's not transferable.
And again, there's nothing wrong with having a hedge. We don't use it as a hedge because it hasn't worked properly as a hedge. But again, to go to one extreme and think the world's coming to an end and take all your money out and start buying gold, you know, bars, there's a problem with that also. You have to store it safely. You know, you have to somehow trade that if you want to get out of it. I understand the nervousness, the skittishness, because the world is turned upside down. North is south and east is west. And especially in our country, some craziness that's going on. But to, you know, really run around and buy gold bars, I'm not sure how that's going to help you as a barter system down the road. Listen, we love these questions. We'll be right back after our messages in today's topic, questions and answers by the father and son team, Mahoney Asset Management.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers by the father and son team of Mahoney Asset Management. But before we go to the mailbag again, I want to echo what Mike Bennett just talked about. My book, Not Your Father's Retirement, semi-biography about my father, Connor's pop. Back in the day, he had a pension, all those things. Of course, he took Social Security. He had an annuity, health, vision. And a lot of us don't have those things. And so it's not your father's retirement, not your mom's, grandma, grandpa, and so forth. So in the book, we go chapter by chapter. We think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So here's the phone number again that Mike gave you, 845-371-0101. Now, the first 20 callers, early bird, that's you. It's pretty early here, 6 o'clock and change. 845-371-0101. We sell on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, I guess all the old places, Connor. But here it is.
Yep.
You get this book for free. You can get it as a paperback or we can send it as an ebook. 845 371 0101. Of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. So if you're driving these wee hours, you may be an essential worker. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Changing shifts. And of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show. Shine on. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Index report every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6:15 on the way home, well, we'll get you covered there, Andy Bales Show of WHD. Bill Kugel, he'll give the national business news, what the indexes did or what they didn't do so far in August, right, Connor? NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All the information, my TV segments I had this week, radio, podcast, articles, our GPS, it's all consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. We put a newsletter out every Tuesday evening. Sign up for a newsletter list. We don't bombard you with it. A lot of insights, timely insights, what's happening with the market. So MahoneyGPS.com, archive radio, archive TV, educational articles, everything we do is updated real time, right there on their website. And today's topic, going back to that, questions and answers. So you have Ken Mahoney here and Connor Mahoney, two different generations. I'm kind of Generation X on the cusp of a baby boomer. And Connor clearly is a Generation Z. I like that. So before the break, we tackle a couple of questions. Why is the market kind of in the doldrums here in August? I forgot to add seasonality to that list of three things. And also about gold, whether it's a good investment. We didn't really like it as a hedge. But again, if you have nice gold jewelry, especially if it's hold on to it and maybe come in handy down the road. What are the questions? For shake up that mailbag, Connor. What are the questions can we tackle on a GPS for your finances?
Sure. So this question asks, will inflation begin to increase again? And if so, how do you think the Fed will react? Which is quite a sophisticated question from this person. It's good. You know, it's interesting. You have some knowledge here about markets and the economy.
So I'm going to let you take a crack at this first, so we flip it back and forth. And again, by the way, this is the first time I'm hearing these questions, so we want to keep it kind of spontaneous. But yeah, you want to take a crack of inflation, higher rates, and this great question that we had that came in this week?
Right. Yeah. So speaking of potential inflation increase, actually the Fed minutes came out, which is basically a recording of their meeting when they met in July. And their concern was that inflation could begin to tick higher, especially now that they're seeing gas prices come up and stay higher to where they are now with crude at like $80 a barrel locally. Pretty sure you've all seen gas prices come up. And that's a big driver of inflation, actually, for obvious reasons. You think about big diesel trucks and, you know, different things that use gas to get around. And everyone's incurring higher costs basically because of high energy costs. So when this person asks, will inflation begin to increase again? I think it's actually possible that we see a little uptick. And that's why the Fed is a little nervous of that, because we've had such good readings for well over a year now with it continuously coming down. So I think the Fed will basically, and this is why the market is reacting the way it is going to keep rates higher for longer. It's hard to say will they continue to raise them, but the expectation is they're going to keep them higher for longer, and the rate cuts we might have been expecting at some point next year may not occur, or may occur later in the year.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. Our co-host, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, tackling your questions, the questions about inflation. And, you know, coming into this year, January, there was the talk of, okay, we're definitely going to recession. The only question is in a hard landing, are we going to lose the wing of the airplane? Are we going to use the cockpit? Like, it was that bad. Fast forward, and here we are now in August. And very impressive, the consumer's holding up pretty well, as witnessed by retail sales that came in better than expected, 0.7% versus 0.4% in the month of July. I don't see a hard landing. GDP, by the way, very interesting. There's so many forecasters out there. One of the best forecasters, by the way, is the Atlanta Fed, the Federal Reserve of Atlanta. I'm not sure what measures they're using, but they tend to get it right. Early 21, by the way, they were calling for a shallow recession, which we got fractionally, where we had negative growth for two quarters in a row. What's interesting now, they're calling the quarter that we're in right now a very robust quarter. And with retail sales, I guess we could see that. And that we may be surfing somewhere around 5% GDP, which is almost double that GDP that we had in a prior quarter. So not to get caught up in GPs and technical, because you really want to break it down. But really what Connor said is that we're probably going to keep higher rates higher for longer than most people expect because of the backdrop of strong retail sales, low unemployment rate of 3.5%, GDP that may approach 5%, again, that's only forecasted. But if that's the case, you're not cutting rates anytime soon. So again, great question.
Right.
It is a cycle. The Federal Reserve is trying to thread the needle. They're trying to, you know, raise rates a little bit at a time. And somehow have the nose up of this proverbial airplane to land safely, which is not everything to do. And early in the year, most people forecasted that the Federal Reserve, the nose would not go up, the nose would go down on the economy, come down hard, negative GDP growth, high unemployment. It did not happen. So for all those bears out there, right, well, we'll be right back, right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers, questions we get throughout the week. And we present them here, probably questions you have at home. And this is done by the father and son team, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. But before we go to more questions, we want to thank Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett, come on. Connor, how cool is Mike Bennett? You did an internship at the WHUD.
Man. Golden radio voice as well.
Right?
The reason he has this job.
Yeah, again, he loves it. Casey is a Hendrick Hudson alumni like I am. She graduated before me. We won't say when. But so Casey, Mike and Casey, winning all kinds of awards. They just won another award a couple months ago. I can't keep all the different awards. But Mike just talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. He gave you instructions, and I'm going to give you instructions too, because it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we answer questions. Sometimes we talk about retirement planning, taxes, estate planning. Sometimes I've had fewer than two cups of coffee. No, I'm scared. So we do this for you and the perfect companion, we think, what Mike just talked about, the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Here we go. Phone number 845-371-0101. We know sometimes you can join us on Sundays, sometimes you can't. If you've been listening to us for years or listening to me for years, I've been on radio since, I think, 1989 and 1990, a long time. You say, oh, one of these days I'm going to call. Guess what? Today's that day. Pick up the phone, call us, and we'll send you out the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning without fail. And you're driving around these wee hours. Chances are you may be leaving a shift or starting a shift. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay tuned for the Casey Show up next. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show is up next. So 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to present the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike and Casey Show. We got you covered on the way home too, 6:10, 6:15 or so, Andy Bale Show of WHUD. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern accent, right, Connor? You know that Southern accent.
Yep.
Goes, well, Connor, again, I can't even... Can you do that, Connor?
It's unique. It's special.
Yeah, I can't even try. Anyway, Bill Kugel, he'll give the national business news with the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or lately what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news. A lot of business news humming around lately in Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. All our information, including my most recent TV appearances. I'm on Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, different quotes, different articles I contribute to. All that is right there, MahoneyGPS.com. This radio show, they call it a podcast now, but on our section on our website, you can see our podcast. You miss other shows, it's right there. Articles, educational articles, gosh, and our newsletter right there, all at MahoneyGPS.com. We have a newsletter that goes out every Tuesday evening. As best we can, try to simplify this complex financial world and make it simple. And that's why we call it a GPS for your finances show, because you try to navigate all the craziness out there, try to break it down as simple as we can so you can take action. Today's topic question and answers, right before the break, I gave my answer to inflation. That inflation is moderating. It's going in the right direction. Yet there is a strong economy underneath all of this, and surprised a lot of economists who had us going for a crash landing here in 23. Thank God that didn't happen. Connor, do you have your thoughts on inflation and higher rates and so forth?
Yeah, I think you know, the Fed sometimes had not done a great job at moderating things in the past, you know, not keeping an eye on inflation coming up as fast as it did, kind of keeping rates too low for too long, actually. But I do think at this point they have threaded the needle in some way. I mean, hey, who's to say that that changes in 6 to 12 months? But with inflation staying relatively low and coming down continuously, while jobs have stayed strong and unemployment has stayed low and retail spending is, you know, consumer spending is still in shape, I would say things are looking pretty good. And your people that predicted the last 2 out of 100 recessions they predicted have right. all been wrong. And so we try to stay away from some of that doom and gloom, fear mongering. I think we see a lot of in financial media. Just, you know, we're watching the data.
Yeah, you know, they call it, so back in the day, you know, pick up newspapers, there's always like negative news because negative news sells. They actually put like some good stories next to it. They've actually done studies on this. And now we call it clickbait, like, you know, putting some, so how far will this economy go down? How many people will be right. hitting the unemployment lines? You know, those type of clickbait. And then you click it. And so, yeah, there is a lot of that negativity out there. So let's grab another question of our mailbag.
Yeah,
here
sure.
on Mahoney.
So this one delves into real estate. So this, if I want to buy a particular, oh my gosh, a particular piece of real estate, should I wait until mortgage rates come down?
Not necessarily. We don't know how long that's going to take. You know, if you're going to buy real estate, it is for the long haul. Most people who made millions of dollars either have had a business, either invest in stocks over many years, you know, through retirement accounts, and or have had real estate, whether it's two family homes and so forth. You know, if it's the right situation, and even though interest rates are higher and your numbers still work for you, go for it. I mean, it's, look, a lot of it's number crunching, getting the right tenant if that's what you're looking to do. I never talk people out of real estate, even with higher interest rates, but you have to do the numbers. And while you do the numbers, the profit and loss statement, a projected profit and loss, you know, there'll be times you don't have a tenant, you got to factor that in. There'll be times where your oil prices will be higher, you have to factor that in. And if you go on a piece of paper and it's a decent return on equity, then it's something to consider. If it doesn't, because of higher interest rates or higher oil prices or whatever the numbers are, higher property taxes, and it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But, you know, some deals can work even with higher interest rates.
Right. Well, we're not real estate agents, pretty far from it. But right. I think we are do come from a place of the stocks being similar too, right? So like your stock values change all the time because of interest rates and so many outside factors. And you don't want to try to particularly time the markets, you know, real estate or stocks. It's more about time spent in those markets for that capital appreciation. And if you like a house enough, you know, it's a house. It's just a tangible physical asset you're getting value out of just besides dollars, it feels like. So you could always refinance later. Like a lot of people did that when rates were really low, 2019.
Right, and some people could do an adjustable rate mortgage in the meantime. I can't believe, Connor, we're running out of time once again. This goes too fast.
So fast.
I look forward to this doing this course with Connor, my son. Again, for more information on what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. And until next week, have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.